Hello, and welcome back to another episode of 7 by Kevin, the 7-Minute Daily Podcast. Have you wanted to ever run in a municipal election or give back to your community or do some sort of service to help others in a capacity of either politics or just helping your community? Well, this is a video that you might want to listen to intentively. So I'm a elected school board trustee in my area. And how that came about is in my province in Canada, in Ontario, we have every 4 years a municipal election that's different from a provincial election that would be electing the premier of the province, or federal election, which is for the prime minister. This is a municipal election, which is for the mayor, for regional councillors, for school board trustees, for both the Catholic board and the public school board. And depending on the municipality, school board trustees, there might be 20 plus school board trustees, depending on the area. Generally, each person is voting for one or two trustees, depending on how many, what size the jurisdiction is. I'm unaware of an area that would have actually more than that, but it's quite possible, such as in Toronto, which I'll be getting to in a moment. So I live east of Toronto, so there's a smaller group. So there's about my school board, there's 15,000 students and 30 plus schools. And the school board has 7 trustees. Now, school board trustees have various roles, but primarily they sit on the board and they vote on various policies, bring various issues that their constituents have brought forth to them. But there's a misnomer out there, actually two of them, that a lot of people think this is a full-time job, and that's why sometimes I'll get a phone call from a parent or someone and wondering why I didn't get back to them right away. Well, when I say sorry, I was busy at work, and they're like, well, isn't this your job? Well, yes, it is. However, it's not my full-time job. This is more occasional. It works out to probably 4 evening meetings a month, maybe 5, depending on how many different committees you might sit on and that sort of thing. It is paid by a honorarium. So in Ontario, every school board trustee, they get $5,900 per year. And you get paid through the summer as well. But you might only have one meeting in the summer. And so you got to kind of take the good with the bad. You might get lots of phone calls, lots of meetings, and think, you know, is this really worth it? Well, first of all, it's community service, so absolutely it's worth it. But you might also be thinking, you know, I definitely earned my pay this week. But then you got, you know, a month sometimes might go by that you're still getting paid, and you might not have to do anything. So kind of works out. So $5,900 per year. And then depending on the size of your school board, you will get what's called an enrollment fee. And that enrollment fee, I forget if it's $1.75 or $1.85. Let's call it $1.75 for simplicity. So if you get $1.75 for each student in the board. And so in my board, there's 15,000 students. So you would multiply that 15,000 times $1.75 and then divide that by the number of trustees, in my case, 7, and that you would get in addition to the $5,900. And then if you are vice chair, like myself, you get a little bit more. And if you are chairperson, you get a little bit more on top of that. And your term is for 4 years. And an interesting stat that 70%, and this is why I'm doing this video, because we've got a municipal election coming up in October, and there you have to put in your candidacy somewhere, I think, in June. And then if no one's running up against you, then you become a claim somewhere around end of July, early August, I believe it is, maybe even a little bit later. I forget exactly when. And then in October is the actual election. So with my area, there's myself and one other trustee that covers the area. So if there's 3 people running, the top 3 excuse me, the top two out of the three would be elected. If there's only two people, well, then we both become acclaimed. So as I mentioned before, there's 70% of the trustees in my province of Ontario are acclaimed. The highly contested ones are, you know, in Toronto and that sort of thing. And also because that becomes a, you know, essentially a part-time to full-time job. And you're paid also as a part-time full-time job, because if you've got 100,000 or 200,000 students times $1.85 divided by 20 to 30 trustees, plus that $5,900 that we all get, that can add up to some significant money. So that's why on my board, we've got people that are sort of my age. We've got people that are in their early 20s, and we've got people that are seniors that are that have run, that have this kind of time to promote education. So I get a lot of satisfaction out of it. So please, I encourage you, on the next municipal election as it comes closer. You know, and please tell me in the comments below if this is similar in other provinces of Canada, or if it's similar in the US or anywhere else. But so I encourage you people listening to give it a try, to put yourself out there. And whether it's as a school board trustee or regional counselor, or as a mayor of a small city, try and give back. And you know, if I talked in previous videos about community service and volunteering, and this is no different. So I encourage you to give it a try, and please let me know in the comments below, and I will definitely do a follow-up video after the next one to see if I hopefully get back in there. So I appreciate you joining me again. This is Kevin, and that's been 7 by Kevin, the 7-Minute Daily Podcast. Thanks very much. We'll see you next time.